Heads up, I am so sorry for this episode that you're about to listen to. It was very random. Our guest didn't show up. We had to get in guests to come out of nowhere. It really plays on the show title, Random Things. That's exactly what we talked about. There's awkward silences, and I didn't feel like editing any of it out. So just bear with us. Next episode we're going to be back on track. I don't think anyone was really feeling this episode because, you know, coronavirus is getting real. So I'm done talking. See, I don't even know what to say in this. So enjoy the episode, and I'm so sorry for what you're about to listen to.
You're listening to the podcast No One Asked For. Eric and Brandon talk about random things with your hosts, Eric, Brandon, and Z.
Welcome back to the show. I forgot the name of it, so we're not even going to talk about it. I'm Eric, and these great people are...
Brandon!
Yep. Catch on to it. That's Brandon.
That's me.
Welcome back. We had a guest, but she's not here. This is why I didn't want to have guests in the first place, but it's fine. We're gonna trudge on because it's trudge a word. Is that the word I'm looking for? A trudge, grudge, ludge,
charge,
trudge. I think it's trudge. I think it's trudge.
Trudge. Something. I don't know.
We're gonna say it's trudge. Okay, we're gonna trudge on. I have no idea what this episode is about, but we're gonna play five.
It's about random shit.
All right, that's the name.
Oh,
thanks, Brandon.
You're welcome. Thanks, Brandon.
Having to put a disclaimer at the beginning of this episode.
Yes, we have to play.
Yes, the right way
that
because,
game.
Because
so
when I
wasn't talking
about
Aziza, Aziza rigged the whole game. We're gonna play 5 second rule. Remember that, Brandon, from the last episode?
Oh, that.
Yeah. Okay. So we're gonna play it the right way this time because Aziza rigged the game last time. What would you find in a pencil box? Are you kidding me, Aziza? Okay.
Exactly.
Yes, I didn't make it up.
Okay.
Let's get started.
The first person is Z. Aziza, name three vegetables and go.
String beans, collard greens, corn.
Yep, that you nailed it. Corn isn't here though, so
yeah.
Brandon, name three insects and go.
Bugs.
Bugs.
Wait, can we restart?
No, you failed it, Brandon.
Please.
You failed it, and here
you failed.
Please, just one more. Give me another one.
Okay,
it's not your turn.
Hold on, let me just. Okay, I had to exit out of the app because there was an ad. All right, Z, it's your turn again.
No, please.
All right.
Name three car parts and go. Car parts?
What the heck is that?
Okay, well, you failed it.
Steering wheel.
Okay, Brandon. Name three animals that you would not find in a zoo and go.
Dogs, cats, lizard.
Okay, well. Well, your time is up. Would we even keep count cats? You can find tigers in a zoo, can't you?
Those are big cats. Those are big.
Exactly.
Cats.
Okay, well,
failed it because you. I don't even know what that half of your answers were.
I said dogs, cats, and lizards.
You'd find lizards in a zoo, Brandon?
I know that now.
Okay, well, it's Z's turn again. I don't know why the game isn't giving me any. But, okay, it says name three famous people that only go by their one name. Only go by one name. And go.
I don't know. Kesha.
Well, it's too late.
Beyonce.
You failed. Okay, Brandon, you ready?
Yeah.
Name three types of bears. And go.
Grizzly bear, polar bear, black bear.
Okay, yeah. That was it. I think you have I think you have one point, Brandon. And here comes another ad. This is guys, the ad is about
imagine not having premium.
Brandon, the podcast isn't paying for this, okay? Okay, Eric's turn. Name three people with beards. Rick Ross, me, and who has a beard?
James Harden.
Who?
Okay.
Well, no. What did you say?
James Harden.
Oh yes. Who's munching?
Yeah.
Aziza. She's what?
I'm giving the people asthma.
Asthma. Oh, Aziza, do you want to tell Brandon and the people at the same time what we are planning on doing? Because Brandon has no idea. We don't. We just conspire while Brandon just sits there, but because we don't tell him anything.
What are you talking? Wait. Planning on doing when? Yet,
but the food thing with the thing and the who and the what now? Go.
Oh, Brandon, we're going to make a Russian dish. That it's we can't pronounce. I'm sorry for all the Russian people that
there's no one in Russia that listens to this podcast.
Yes, but yep. We're gonna go to Brandon's house and we're gonna cook a Russian dish. Just take it.
And it's gonna be great. And Brandon, this is another thing we need to talk to you about. We're planning on bringing a visual aspect to it. We don't know how yet because there's this certain competitor that has a visual aspect to their podcast that we're trying not to copy off of because he already copied off for our podcast and I want to kill him. And his name is Sean Tavius.
Yeah,
Sean Tavius is just we're not even going to talk about it. But anyway, yeah, that's our plan. We want to bring. What's it called to the the thing to the
video
the place. Yep. Let's talk about pop culture Netflix. Oh, what's her called? What's the name the lady name? The crazy lady name that
Carol Baskin. Yes.
Did you guys
killed her?
Better.
I don't know how to sound that.
Did you guys watch the Tiger King?
I did not watch the Tiger King. I tried to watch it. I got like 50 seconds in, I had to turn the show off. Yeah.
So what about you? Did you watch? What is wrong with you guys? Okay, me personally,
I
watched it. I've been on TikTok for too long. That's the only reason why I know that song.
I watched some of it. It's like a 10-year-old kid. Some Netflix gave a 10-year-old kid and said, "Here you go, make a show," and that's what it feels like. Yep, I don't.
They really tried.
I don't know what's going on.
But you remember that episode where I was talking about the Cheetah King, and you remember?
Yes, the Cheetah King. Yep.
Yes, they listened to it.
Yeah, they did.
They listened to it.
What were we talking about? Why the Cheetah King was?
I don't know. Oh, we were talking about like remakes of The Lion King, I think.
Yes. The Lion King remake. A lot of people are kind of, you know, iffy about The Lion King remake because it's the same exact thing.
Yes.
Which, you know, I agree. But...
Yeah. I need a Lion King 2. That's
no,
what
you
need.
Don't. What's the...
Yes, I
what
do.
What was the original Lion King 2 about?
I didn't even. What?
What was the original Lion King 2 about?
I don't know.
You don't know, Brandon.
No.
Wow. Listen, when I tell you I did not plan ahead at all, I mean literally did not plan anything. Let's see.
Oh man, should I say it? I'm gonna say it. How you guys feel about Pornhub Premium?
Can't afford it.
off, but it's free.
What?
It's free.
First of all, why do you know that it's free? First of all, second of all, why? What's the whole point of, what's the difference between premium and the regular old, you know?
Man, don't ask me because I have no idea.
Yes, you do, Brandon. Yes, you do. What's the theme song? What's the song, Brandon? What is it? How does it go?
Doom biddy doom ba boom ba ding dong boom. Is that it?
Wait, the theme
where
song
have you
to
been,
what?
Aziza?
Where have you
been? Do you want to tell her or should I? No, you tell her. You brought it up.
How do you feel about Pornhub Premium?
I don't even go on Pornhub.
Yeah, what? Me neither.
What did I just come back to?
Where'd you go at the first place? You're just like, yeah. Okay, bye. Oh, guys, I got a job at Chick-fil-A. That's exciting, right? Anyone want some free chicken?
Hey, that means you get free Chick-fil-A,
yes,
right?
It does. And now it's official. Wow. Donald Trump 2021. Anyone? Or wait. Yeah. Right? 2021? Is that what he's going to?
Definitely.
Wait, I'm so confused.
Hello?
Yep.
Hi.
The craziest thing laughing? Just happened to me.
What
so I'm sitting on the podcast saying yay, and then a call comes through, and it's like, so I answer. But you know, when you answer a phone call on the podcast, it doesn't go out. So I answered, and Karen was like, hi, how are ya? You just won $1,000. Like, what?
Wait, why'd you answer?
Because it's the same number as my guidance counselor.
Oh, wait.
Oh.
But actually, the last four digits are different.
Oh.
Which is so weird. But continue on.
That was all Brandon's thing. Brandon, go ahead.
Pornhub Premium is free. And the only reason I know that is because it's all.
But why do you know that, though?
Guy just said why. Yeah. All over Instagram. Everywhere I see Pornhub. Premium. Mm. I only use OnlyFans.
All right.
Wait.
Wait. All right.
I think I was a little bit distracted and I came back to the topic because I'm trying to get us a guest. You use what now? Oh, there she is.
Hello, Eric and Brandon's podcast. I'm back.
Hi.
Hey, Paris.
Oh, the not so special guest. Hey.
Yeah, the not so special guest.
The most special
back.
Guest.
Listen. So when I sent you that text message, Paris, I was like, "Why am I doing this? It's gonna go to her head." And already, you're just
there's nothing going over. To my head. It's been in my head. Because I am the peak of this. Okay, guys. In a countdown of three, we're going to sing happy birthday to Karen, even though she's not here.
No, she doesn't deserve it. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
No, where is she? What is she doing right now? Is she dead?
She's probably Paris, celebrating her birthday.
No. We're going to sing happy birthday to Paris instead.
Yes, sir. No, that's going to go to her head even more.
No.
Exactly.
I mean, y'all
so
didn't
do
sing
it.
Me happy birthday on my birthday, so
happy
it's fucking
birthday
long. I agree to
happy birthday. Oh, we're off.
Happy birthday, dear
what?
Brandon.
What?
Happy birthday to
no
you.
One,
there
no
go.
One
done.
Asked
on to the
for
next
that.
One.
No
Brandon, run it back.
On to the next
that
one.
Was a total mistake.
On
Brandon.
To the next one.
Brandon.
Huh?
When's your birthday?
Yeah.
Oh, wait.
I don't know.
What?
What?
Do you know your
birthday
Instagram, Brandon?
Was February 15th, and nobody sang me happy birthday.
Okay. Me. Everybody ready?
I'm not singing happy birthday.
Why not? You just told us to sing happy birthday to Karen.
Because today is actually her birthday.
Okay, fine. We can do it. But we're gonna sing it like in the most depressing way ever.
Yes, let's do that.
I didn't know what's happening down yet.
One, Three. I'd be giving an example.
I think that was the greatest thing ever.
Damn, you know, guys, I think we should travel the world and do that.
Yes, that's our the podcast. We can just we're traveling the world.
The traveling birthday course.
Yes, mm-hmm. We're gonna have to. Oh wait, you know the happy birthday song is copyrighted. Do I have to pay for that?
Happy birthday song is copyrighted.
Yes, it is. That's why restaurants can't sing happy birthday. They do their own little version of happy birthday. And it sucks, yes. Does that count? Because it's we didn't sing it, you know, time. Happy birthday.
That's don't say it. Happy, happy birthday.
This is your special day. Hey, no, she doesn't deserve a happy, happy birthday. Paris, France, New Mexico.
Okay,
birthday? Who calls her France?
So, what is going on in Paris now? Last episode it was about what now? I wasn't there.
Conspiracies.
Yeah. So,
it just really scared left.
Jesus.
So the Mandela effect, but okay.
The Mandela effect?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What about it?
Like
I'm saying it steered left to the Mandela effect.
Well, that's, you know, the Mandela effect is a conspiracy theory. It's like I believe in it strongly because I could have sworn I was.
Can I just say that the Monopoly man
had a monocle? We're not gonna talk about
it. Can I just say Curious George and the Kit Kat thing had a dash?
Oh, yeah, the Kit Kat thing. Yeah.
I don't want to hear it.
Oh, yeah,
and the
it did never happen.
No, she did not.
Yes, she did. She said it. Mirror, mirror.
That was just crazy.
Wall.
No, she never. She said magic mirror.
Exactly.
She said mirror.
She said.
No, she said.
I've never heard her say mirror on the wall before.
To the naked on the wall. To the naked eye, she said magic mirror. But if you really like had them my way, she actually said mirror.
I
mirror.
Specifically remember her saying magic mirror on the wall. I've never heard her say mirror.
You guys are just nutcases and make up anything you want.
Now that why would she say mirror, mirror? Why would she repeat herself?
Because it's Disney from the
30s.
Magic mirror. Magic mirror on the wall. Who's the fairest of the
world? And Curious George doesn't have a tail.
Now that's crazy. Curious George, I remember him bouncing. No, that's Tigger. Never mind. I'm crazy. I remember him bouncing on his tail, but you know, like you guys, I just made that up.
No.
What if Corinne, like, I sent her the link. What if she just joins in the middle of the podcast? And we're in here, like, talking about something crazy, or we're talking about her, and she's just like, oh, hey, guys. And I'm like,
I forgot to ask Paris. Paris. What? All right. How do you feel about Pornhub Premium?
Oh my god.
Pornhub. This is how I feel about Pornhub Premium. Pornhub supports child molesters and sex traffickers and child pornography. So if you want to watch porn, go to X Videos.
That took a twist.
Brendan, she's even worse than you.
And with that being said, I think we should move on.
No. With that being said, our new sponsors are. Never mind. Let's move on. Paris, have you watched the Tiger
Me?
Yep, your name's Paris.
Mm-hmm. No, I meant to. Like, I started watching it, but for some reason, I decided to start watching it in the middle of the night. So when it started, I fell asleep. Whoa. Okay.
Oh, wow, sweetie. That's.
But what I've learned from social media is Carol Baskin. Right.
Can we?
And she fed her husband to, like, the tiger.
Yes. Can I start off the podcast with, hey, all you cool cats and kittens, I'm Carol Baskin. Just can I start every episode from now on?
Oh, that's that lady. I know who she is.
Yeah. Oh, Lord, Aziza. This whole time, you thought, who'd you think she was?
Hey, I don't know, just some crazy lunatic that killed her husband.
Hey, all you cool cats and kittens.
Can't convince me that it didn't happen.
Eric, you can edit the podcast. Can I say it and you put it in the beginning? Okay, listen, everybody be quiet. Hey, all you cool cats and kittens. It's Carol Baskin. Haha, just kidding. It's Paris. I'm here with an...
Okay.
Oh, yep. Gosh.
Start over. Yeah, yeah. Okay, I'm going to put this at the beginning. I'm going to edit this all
ready?
Out.
Ready? Okay. Hey, all you cool cats and kittens. It's Carol Baskin. You can fix that. If I keep going, I'm going to mess it up.
Okay, yep. All right. That'll be at the beginning. Okay. I'll put that at the beginning. And
it'll be at the beginning, and you won't hear her until 25
right,
minutes.
And then there's just going to be a hole where her speech should be. Because I can't duplicate it. Yep. So it's just going to... There's nothing going to be there.
You can figure it out. You're Erica.
Oh, well, I have to edit that out.
Yeah.
While we're at it, Brandon Jerger, Aziza Wide.
Who is that? Whoa, who is that?
Paris, what's your last name?
Paris Lee Morgan, 835 Sweden Forest Cove, Hampton, Georgia. DoorDash me, please.
Well,
yay.
Or you know, just sneak to her house and kill her in the middle of the night. What do you feel?
That works too.
Don't worry, no one will hear that. That's you're crazy, Paris. You are. Speaking of DoorDash, Anchor, I need money. Listen, there's this thing that Anchor likes to do, and it's not sponsor us. Like, obviously, this episode is sponsored by Anchor, but they give us, like, 15 cents to spend on what? I have no idea. So, Anchor...
For just 1 cent a day.
Z, are you good?
I just watched a video of Donald Trump rubbing up on the Pope. That is so weird.
And then he slapped his hand, didn't he? Yes.
Yeah.
This is why they don't sponsor us. This is exactly why our show is a mess. Listen. Okay, Aziza, help me out here. Okay, because you were there with me. Mm-hmm. So merch, guys. Mm-hmm. Listen.
Oh, yep. Merch. That's, yep. Merch for the birds for the curse.
I don't know if we're gonna start selling it. I said our guests like Paris. Because she's one of our guests. She should get a shirt that said, I survived Eric and Brandon's podcast, but Aziza thinks that the guest should pay for it. So.
Definitely.
Thank you, Brandon.
What is wrong with you guys?
Definitely.
I think the guest should.
Absolutely.
I think the guest should pay for it, but I think I deserve a family discount for being.
Okay, you can get a discount.
Know who you are.
Okay, my thing is why
she didn't Brandon, say Brandon, she didn't say free. She just said a discount. So
a discount as in free.
Oh,
what
you
did
meant
you
a
think
five finger discount. No, we're not giving you no.
What do you mean we're not giving you no research? It was your idea to
okay,
make it
but
free.
You know what? You're right.
You do 15 cents.
Okay, now that we're on the topic, how much would we sell it for? That's the thing.
It depends on how much it costs 18. For you to make it.
$300.
Yep, $300 for us to make it. Yep.
For how
$250.
Many shirts?
For how many shirts? For one.
$300 yep. For one shirt. Sell it for 15 cents.
Yes, the exact amount the Anchor gives us for
okay. A bulk is like $300, and I think we should sell them for $10.
Okay. What if our guests start to revolt and not buy them? What am I gonna do then?
Okay. Well, make sure they wanna buy them before you actually pay for them.
That's not how. You just said to buy it in bulk, though.
Oh. If you guys want to buy Eric and Brandon's podcast t-shirt or merch other, make a post about how bad you want them or just a nice picture and tag Eric and Brandon in it.
Listen, so they're not going to do that because they're lazy. Get tags, and
then they don't want any merch. Speaking of
Instagram, we do have an Instagram. I don't know why I made it because 3.5 people followed it. But we do have an Instagram. Yeah. That's a thing. So go follow it. It's called BRA. I can't remember your Instagram right now. So I can't.
Brandon.xo.
Yeah, Brandon.
Whoa.
Okay.
Brandon, accept my request.
Brandon, why don't you tell them your Instagram?
Brandon, do you ever listen to the end of our podcast, Brandon? Because I do it every single time.
The Instagram is called Talk About Random but Things.
What's Brandon's Instagram?
Brandon's Instagram is BRXNDONN.
Oh my gosh.
BRXNDONN.4KT.
Thanks, Paris. Why don't you want the people to know your Instagram, Brandon? You're famous.
Because
once you follow him, you blow up all of his posts, so he'll never be left alone.
Brandon, are you okay? While you're at it, go look for Corinne's Instagram and go spam her too. Tell her happy birthday.
Corinne's Instagram is mix.kid with 2 D's.
Do you just know that by heart? How did you?
I just remember hers because I texted her.
Oh, okay. You told her happy birthday.
And Brandon's, I seen his when I was looking for the podcast one.
Yep. I'm not about to play with Brandon. Hello, Brandon. Anyway, wow. So I'm gonna go, and you guys just figure out the other 30 minutes of the podcast.
Oh, I didn't even know.
Well, if you hang up, the whole thing is done. Then, so that means if you hang up,
log in, and then just take it over. Listen, I was the guest. You, Paris, you're taking my spot. Paris is the new host of the whole
podcast. Yes.
Yep.
Absolutely.
We're gonna have to. We're gonna have too to late, change Brandon. A lot. I mean, a lot.
Absolutely.
Yes, sir. I survived Eric and Paris' podcast.
No, you got the wrong name.
Wait a minute.
You mean Paris?
What?
It's Brandon and Paris.
I survived Paris and Brandon podcast.
Thank you. Wait, why is your name first?
Because I said so. Because I'm older. No, that's a valid reason.
Brandon, you're talking about why is her name podcast, first? Aziza's name isn't in the podcast at all, and she's a co-host.
Right.
Well, she chose for it.
Paris and Z's podcast.
Yep. I like it. Wow. You know, Brandon, I don't think we're needed anymore.
I don't.
We'll go start our own podcast like Sean did.
Welcome to our special.
We made this podcast. Guest, Eric. Made this one.
You're right, we did make this one, but it's over, Brandon.
There's also another guest. His name is Brandon. Say hi to our
team. Hi, I'm Eric. I'm a guest here. Yeah. I'm kind of nervous because Paris had a plan. I had to know what this episode was going to be about, and it was 30 minutes of mess. And everything's going to be unedited except our full names because Brandon's crazy. I mean, Paris crazy. Everybody's crazy.
I don't know about that.
Also, the Carol Baskin part.
Yep, the Carol Baskin part, too.
Trust me, the
Carol Baskin part is going to be the first thing they hear. That's it.
Yes.
Hey, all you cute cats.
Okay. We only at 17 minutes.
Oh, no, Paris, we've...
topic for the rest of the podcast.
Okay, go ahead.
Z, what should our topic be since it's our podcast now?
No, this podcast, we're focusing on random things.
Oh, yeah, this episode is just random things. I was lazy. Okay, we should play the game again, but with Paris this time.
So what do you guys think about the weather?
The weather is nice today. The
it's Brandon, immaculate. I'm sorry, but if we're going to have you as a guest on our podcast, immaculate. You got to bring up the heat.
You can't just talk about the weather, Brandon.
Oh, my God.
That's literally the worst
it's
topic.
Crazy. It's so crazy how as soon as we go into quarantine, it's just so...
Wow, that's so.
Hot.
You know what that is? That's
it's not
so
cold.
That's
not humid.
That's so dry. Like that was the driest thing I've ever heard.
The thing about Brandon is that he brings the dryness to our podcast. We need the not dryness, the realness. Brandon brings the realness to our podcast. He's just real.
The realness
the
about
weather.
The weather.
This is what the people need to hear. They don't want to hear, but it's what they need to hear. Speaking of things they don't want to hear, but they need to hear, our podcast. That's another thing that they don't want to hear, but they need to hear anyway. So here we are, just pushing out episodes every single week. I'm tired. Please send help. Anyway, So, for 15 cents a week, you can sponsor our podcast. So, if you want to do that,
just 1 cent a day, you can help save.
If y'all have a podcast service and you can beat our price of 15 cents, bring it up to, 17? We will drop Anchor like a bad habit.
Yes, we will drop Anchor like a bad habit. Yeah.
You can and will buy us out with 17 cents.
With 17 cents or more. You know,
or more.
I'm not complaining.
Two for 20. 25, maybe.
Yeah, 25. I'm down. Well, it's your podcast now, so go ahead. You take over, Paris. I'm here as a guest.
All right, all of my guests.
Yes.
We're gonna go around and we're gonna say what everybody's been doing today. I'll go first. I've been spending all day writing an essay about if it's better to own a business or a sports team, and I only have 2 sentences on my paper.
Wow. You're crazy. Okay, who's next? I'm not next.
Brandon, go.
Well, let's see. Woke up, thought my mom was doing work at home still. So I was coming up with a lie to tell her that I did my work already. And I finally came up with one. And I walked outside my room and she wasn't there. And then she called me. And I was like, hello? She was like, hey. And I was like, where are you? She was like, they sent me back to work. And I was like, isn't that great? And so we talked for a little bit more. And then she hung up. And I went, didn't do my work because it's Friday. Got on the game for a little bit. Then my dad came home. I went to Publix, got a sub, came back. Guess who's home? My mom. She asked me about my work. Said I did it. No more questions after that. Told me to clean my room up, watch the dogs, did that. Now, actually, my dogs ran away, and I had to go chasing for them. They went all the way down the highway. I had to go to the highway. Almost got ran over, both of them. Almost got ran over by a car.
Wow.
Got home, washed them, dried them off, got back on the game for a little bit. And
you know what my favorite part about your story was? What? You said you know.
Who was it, Paris? What was it, Paris?
Guess who's home? My mom.
Who's next? See, you're next.
Woke up at 12 something. Texted Eric, FaceTime Eric.
Wait a second. Wait a second. Don't expose us like that. Do you know how many people's phones I don't answer? Go ahead.
Okay, I'm special. No one cares about them.
Go ahead.
What else? you know, texted my aunts, got rejected. Oh, and then I just chilled on the couch. I got scratched by the cat again, this time on my face. And then I went out. I went to Family Dollar. And then I went to Home Depot to get spray paint because we're doing hydro dipping tomorrow. And then went to my Aunt Vivian's house. Went to go play with Big Boy, her dog. Then came home, started the podcast. And I'm laying on the floor eating talkies and applesauce. I'm a Big Boy.
Applesauce, is that like a... Is that like your go-to meal? Your quarantine meal?
Yeah. No, recently I just started eating Takis again. I haven't ate Takis in a really long time, but you know, applesauce is my thing,
right,
so.
Right. Just for our viewers at home that, or well, listeners for right now, can you explain the width of the cat? Can you just let us know what Sheba looks like? That's the name of the cat. Let us know what Sheba looks like and how much she weighs.
She is about 80 pounds.
No, I'm joking. I don't know. No, she don't. You're right. She's about 80 pounds. No. She is big. Like, Paris, what'd you say? If you lay down and your stomach lays down next to you, you're fat. That's what happens when Sheba lays down. Her stomach lays right next to her.
Listen, damn, to all my viewers out there, y'all need the hard truth. If you lay down on your side and your stomach lays down next to you, don't let your friends fool you by calling you thick. That is go to the gym, get on a diet, or embrace your fatness. Just know it's not thick.
I have a suggestion. If you want to know what diet to do on our first episode, I mean, on their first episode, they had some kind of diet challenge. I suggest you guys go listen to that and do that. What was it? You eat for 8 hours and stop eating for 16?
Or oh, I have another idea. You can go on a keto diet. They're really good. I tried one. I lost 10 pounds. It was great, but then I stopped because I miss carbs.
Okay, but if your stomach is laying next to you, they need more than 10 pounds.
But it's just because I stopped. I could have kept going,
true.
Okay?
That's true.
But a keto diet is vegetables and meat. No carbs. It helps. Try it. You guys are great.
Yes, meat is good for you. Just...
I have another one if you want to lose weight. Because my stomach used to lay next to me once upon a time. And guess what? Now I'm nice and skinny-ish. If you want to lose weight... I lost about 30 pounds in a couple months. Join an athletic team. I joined a step team. Any team or any sport that has heavy conditioning will get you right as long as you have the proper coach. If you want to step, I can put you on to some good Florida step teams. Or if you're somewhere else, I got you because I'd be traveling.
Yeah. Paris, you're famous, aren't you? Yesterday I was listening to a song, and Z was like, oh my gosh, that's this song that Paris is in, the music video. And I saw you. I saw your hair. That's your hair is famous.
Yes, sir.
You want to tell them what song that is so they can go try to find you?
It was Leave 'Em Alone by Leighton Green featuring Lil Baby. PNB Rock and Young Miami.
And if you find her, I will give you this week's paycheck from
that little, which is 10 cents.
Which is not 15 whole cents.
No, we keep 5 and they get 10.
Okay, yeah, so go find her hair. That's about, yep, go find her hair.
You can find me in the bleachers or in the when they're in the gym. Them girls that stepping with the jerseys on and the red glitter on their face, that's us.
And this episode is also sponsored by Weight Watchers, because we're trying to lose weight. So I don't have advice on losing weight, but if you want to gain weight, I got you, okay? Go to your kitchen right now, just grab as much bread as you can find, put it all on a plate, get some syrup, and just drizzle it all over the bread.
That honestly sounds disgusting.
And you just make yourself a bread cake. You just go ahead and take a bite out of your bread cake, and you'll be happy with yourself. That's quarantine meals. Let's do quarantine meals. And Caesar already has the hot sauce. No, not the hot sauce. The what are the things called? Cheetos. Yeah, the Cheetos and the applesauce. I have the
Takis.
You know what I meant. The bread cake. We can't even afford Takis at this point. The bread cake, Brandon. What's your quarantine meal?
Just anything that's in the pantry, honestly. I tried olives.
Ew, you're imagining.
Olives. They are so nasty.
I'm glad you know.
Oh my god. I tried, what else did I try? I tried a lot of stuff. Let's see. Cool. I have banana peppers.
Oh my god, those are
door.
Good.
By themselves.
But like on something.
No. Absolutely not.
Yeah, like on a sandwich.
So nasty, man.
What now? Banana peppers?
Yeah.
That sounds disgusting.
Well, yeah. Straight out the jar. That's nasty, but.
Straight out the jar.
Banana peppers. That sounds on a sandwich. What sandwich would you put banana peppers on?
Honey turkey, Munster cheese,
Italian beef.
A club sandwich with like bacon?
Bacon? Did you just say bacon? A club sandwich?
Yes,
with bacon?
because like in New York, if you say club sandwich, that you literally mean a sandwich that has turkey, bacon.
No. How do I kick you out of the podcast?
I'm just saying.
Listen, that sounds disgusting. You know, my cousin gets what's it called? Banana peppers on his sub from Publix. Speaking of Publix, listen, Publix, get your stuff together. Every time I go in there, they don't have any sub bread. Or
which is almost every day.
First of all, don't come for me at all, okay? All right? Listen, I'm over here trying to explain my life story. I'm trying to give these people my life story.
Oh my god.
Okay.
Yeah.
What the freak you mean, buddy?
Why are you getting
anyways,
mad?
Eric, go ahead. Continue.
I have no idea where I was going with that. Nothing. I don't even know. This is a mess and a half. Don't worry. Next episode, we'll have a topic. Because he's going to pick it this time. And she's going to take the lead. Oh, wow. Okay. Brandon, get out of here. Go. Oh, no. Don't be sorry.
Sorry.
Okay, his Instagram right. is BR.
No, it's not. He got out of here. Well, that doesn't stop you from giving. How does that stop you from giving him everyone your Instagram?
Right. Like. That just stopped him from talking over me.
Well,
but anyways, guys, Brennan had to leave, but it's okay.
He was ending it.
Yeah, that. Well, he doesn't have that creative control, unfortunately.
Idiot.
But if you are wondering, it is BRXNDONN.4KT.
Wow,
yep, that's
okay.
It.
First off, that chicken looks nasty.
You said what?
This chicken looks nasty.
Well, now it's just... We're all cousins. What are we talking about now?
I want to do another seafood boil. This time with lobster tails, because they're really good.
Do you know how lobster tails are expensive?
Okay, well, who says I'm not rich?
I'm getting fat. Let me tell you. Listen, I was just looking at my thighs, and I tried to put on my Genius yesterday. But as Beyonce says, if you don't have to jump to put your jeans on, you don't feel her pain. And I feel her pain. I didn't have to jump. I had to shimmy into my jeans, which I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing.
but I had to shimmy. So,
as long as you shimmy in all the right places.
Nope. It's just my stomach. I'm just joking. No, but yep, I had to shimmy into my jeans. So Beyonce, does that count? So me and her text all the time. So she's gonna, you know, after I post this tomorrow or today or yesterday, she'll respond because that's how Beyonce works.
In here. This my cousin, okay. Kate.
No.
Y'all are crazy, and I don't know y'all.
It's too late, Aziza. You've been you already signed a contract, and your grandchildren will be running this podcast when we all pass away.
Oh, and their wow. That is if we don't outlive them.
What? Well, how will we?
Immortality.
Okay. Okay.
The future is coming.
Okay, well, the future is Donald Trump. So let's all keep that in mind.
I don't think Donald Trump has much of a future if he thinks it's a good idea to inject Lysol into our
body. My gosh, why didn't we talk about that when Brandon was here? Oh my goodness. Listen, it was live, okay? And I watched it and I was sitting here and I was waiting for him to say something crazy. He said they're working on something, and then he was like, oh, remember that idea I told you guys about the cleaning supplies that'll just wash that stuff right out? And I said, no, that's not how it works.
The fact that Uncle Joe is a Trump supporter, it really baffles me.
Actually, is he? I don't freaking know.
He's what?
Last summer, he was going on and on about why Trump is a great president.
Yes, but you know what's funny? He didn't even vote for him.
You know, speaking of Cousin Joe, he's making a studio for me.
Yes.
I'm just kidding. For his podcast. But hopefully he'll rent it out to us. Let us borrow it.
Rent it. Yeet. I'm walking up in there like I own that.
And Paris, I said it earlier, but I don't know if anyone was listening. Oh, you weren't even here. We're going to bring some kind of visual aspect to our podcast.
Yes, I wish I could show you guys the socks I'm wearing right now. They're purple. Right? Okay. They have white fur. Wow. They're white on the toes, and they have white fur on the rims. And on the on top of the white bar on the toes, there's unicorns, and the unicorns have a real horn. They're so cute. I wish I could. I'm gonna send you a picture.
Okay.
Oh God.
Well, It's 51 minutes. We're 51 minutes in. And I can fill this baby up to make it look like it was an hour. So this is what we're about to do. I'm going to do the outro. And I'm going to leave all of this in. I'm not editing anything out because this episode right here is our lazy episode.
Have to edit your name out. So I don't know what you're talking about.
If you follow my Instagram, my full name is on my Instagram anyway. So
this is Hannah live and in action, live and on radio.
Okay, well then, thank you guys so much for listening to this episode of our podcast.
Yes, and we're sorry.
It's really nice of you.
We're sorry
to be one of our viewers.
I'm so sorry.
Really sorry that you have to listen to this.
On our Instagram, if you want this to turn into the
our Instagram is
Talk About Random Things Podcast. Okay,
you're crazy.
Instagram. Thank you. And
wait, you didn't say your Instagram. You said our Instagrams are, and then you just said okay.
Because she started talking.
Okay, well,
my Instagram is Z Gavinci. If you don't know how to spell Gavinci, then you ain't rich enough.
Paris, you want to do yours?
My Instagram is Issafave, ISSAFAVE.
Mine is Yup It's Eric with two P's. An underscore, it's underscore Eric. And our podcast has an Instagram too, if you want to follow that for some odd reason. It is Talk About Random Things All Together. We post random things on there, trust me. I don't know.
And please do not type in all together at the end.
Yes,
you
do
idiot.
Not type in Brandon. Don't type in all together at the end, because Brandon is the type of person that would do that. on purpose.
Of course.
So thank you guys so much for listening. Thank you, Paris, for being our backup guest. Our very, very non-special guest. Thank you so much for being here in Corinne's place. She's probably having the time of her life, even though I told her 7:30 300 times. But it's fine because it's her birthday, and now I'm ranting. So everybody have a good day. I don't love you guys at home, but I love my family in the podcast right now. Yeah. Well, her mic is glitching out. So
her mic is just ended. Deleted. I thought about it.
Okay. Yep. All right. All right. And love you guys. Time you post thanks for podcast, listening.
It's
bye.
Over. But don't you look up Jamal Joseph. There's a live virtual step show going on, even though it's not going to be live by the time you see it, but still watch it.
Well,
entertainment. Vote for Chaotic.
All right. All right. Well, thank you. Thanks for that. All right. Peace.
Bye. Peace out, Rainbow Trout.
Thanks for listening. If you liked what you heard, which we doubt it, make sure to subscribe to our podcast on whatever platform you're listening to. See you next week.